Tantor Audio presents Maplecroft by Cherie Priest. Narrated by Johanna Parker and Roger Wayne. These are the things an earthquake brings. Lizzie Andrew Borden. March 17, 1894. No one else is allowed in the cellar. Emma has a second key, in case I'm injured or trapped down there, but Emma also has instructions about how and when to use that key. When she knocks upon the cellar door, I must always reply, "Emma, dear, I'm nearly finished," even if I'm not working on anything at all. Even if I'm simply down there, writing in my journals, if I say anything else when she knocks, or if I do not respond, my elder sister knows what to do. She must summon Dr. Seabury, and then prevent him from descending into the cellar unarmed. I wish there were someone closer she could send for, but no one else would come. The good doctor, though, he could be persuaded to attend us, I believe, and he's a large man, sturdy, and in good health for a fellow of his age, quite a commanding presence, very much the old soldier, which is no surprise. During the war between the states, he served as a field surgeon. I know that much. He must have been quite young, but the military training has served him well through the years, even in such a provincial setting as Fall River. Yes, I think all things being equal, he's the last and best chance either Emma or I would have, were either of us to meet with some accident. And between the two of us, I suppose it must be admitted, to myself if no one else, that accidents are more likely to befall me than her.